fishing, and only 30 were known to be left in the wild.
Thanks, Jerry. A court decision in China has provoked anger on social media because a doctor has been told he needs to pay compensation for the death of an elderly man. But the incident didn't take place in a hospital or during surgery. Instead, the man died soon after meeting the doctor in a lift. Kerry Allen from BBC Monitoring explains the story.
This actually happened back in May, that there was a doctor who entered a lift with an elderly man, and the elderly man was smoking in the lift. And the doctor said, you shouldn't be doing that, it's bad for your health. And shortly after, the elderly man died of a heart attack. So his family sued the man, and the court case has been going on until this week. And the doctor has been ordered to pay some compensation, about $2,000, to the elderly man's family. They say that it contributed towards the stress of the man dying. The family originally requested about $2 million US dollars, but the court ruled that about $2,000 would be best because they said it was a contributing factor.
And I understand this has caused a huge uproar on Chinese social media.
Yes. Over the last few days, there's been thousands of comments on Weibo and a lot of angry reaction from people saying, how is the doctor to blame for this? People shouldn't be smoking in lifts. There's actually, over the last year, there's been a large call through state media to instigate a national smoking in indoors ban. Beijing instigated one back in 2015. People were saying it's about time because over the last few years, you've actually had people smoking in schools, in hospitals, literally in front of children and patients. And Chinese people have been quite angry about this.
This idea that a good Samaritan like this doctor could be sued. Is that something that happens quite often in China?
It does, actually. There is a culture in China that if somebody sees an accident or somebody sees maybe two people fighting, for example, they don't want to get involved because there's been so many high-profile cases in the past in China where the person who rushes in to help has actually then been implicated in the case and has been sued. And in 2013, China did instigate a Good Samaritan law to try and help people and to try and encourage people that if they do involve themselves in an incident, they're going to find they're going to have some legal protection.
Kerry Allen of BBC Monitoring. A reminder now of our main news. Saudi Arabia says it's closing the